Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。
Hey, Peter, guess what?
What is it?
Well, I was down at the little health clinic yesterday,、
mm-hmm.
and I was happy to see that they finally changed the sign that said, Aliens, please go to the right.、
Mm-hmm.
I think that sign really was rubbing a lot of foreigners the wrong way.
You're right. So, you got a right name for your this time.
Yes, it says, foreigners, please use the right door.
So, we don't get confused anymore.
Yeah, now we're not aliens anymore.
Mm-hmm.那么刚才的对话当中呢 ，Sam 提到了说，在北京的很多的公共服务场所呢，他把外国人叫做了 alien， 而没有叫做 foreigner。那么这 alien 这个单词呢，翻译成中文应该是外星人，但是很多地方，包括一些小区呢，用 alien 来指代外国人，这让外国人呢觉得有些不舒服，所以 Sam 用到了我们昨天讲到的 idiom rub somebody the wrong way， 让人觉得非常的不舒服。虽然呢，他没有针对性的说是外国人就是外星人。但是呢给他们误解是什么呢把外国人就当成了 alien people.
Yes, and actually this is a true story. There was a health clinic that said that, but they took down the sign like, I don't know, at least a year ago.
那么终于呢这家医院把 alien 这个牌子撤掉了换成了 foreigner go to left.
Yeah, or they just don't even call us foreigners anymore.
Only anymore. So they're happy.
Yeah, it's much better.、
Mm-hmm. And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Okay, today's idiom is...
Rude awakening.
Two words. First word is rude. R-U-D-E. Second word, awakening. A-W-A-K-E-N-I-N-G. Rude awakening.
那么今天的idiom有两个单词。第一个呢 rude 表示说非常粗鲁的。Awakening 表示一个人早上醒来醒来用 wake up. 那么这两个单词一般情况下很难放到一起。什么叫粗暴的醒来Normally, we wake up gently and feel a little comfortable, and we don't feel rude, or somebody is rude to us.
Well, yeah, maybe someone is helping us wake up, but instead of saying, or kind of shaking us gently, hey, time to get up, they kind of yell at us, hey, get up, come on.
Well, it happens sometimes your mom is not happy with you, you're lazy.
Yeah, so maybe it's mom kind of getting angry at us.
Mm-hmm. 那么下面我跟 Sam 做一个对话看看在我们生活当中如何使用 rude awakening.Hey, Sam, you know what?
What's that?
You know what? I got a phone bill yesterday. It was staggering $500.
What? Why was it that expensive?
It was a rude awakening for me, and later I realized I've been calling my friend in the U.S. a lot, and that's why they charged me $500.
Like,
I can't pay for it.
Like a regular landline?
Call a regular direct light line.
Oh, Peter, how come you don't use the internet to communicate with your friends? There's WeChat. If they live in the U.S., they probably use, like, Skype or something like that. Why don't you use that?
So, do I have to pay for something? Do I have to pay for the Skype or the WeChat?
Actually, they have a free service.
Free?
Yeah,
I can't believe it.
So all you have to do is pay for an internet service, and it'll save you so much money.
Well, so could you help me set up a Skype?
Hey, no problem.
Thanks a lot. 那么刚才的对话用到了 rude awakening， 它的场景呢是昨天我收到了电话局给我寄来的账单，打开之后呢吓了一跳，发现这个上个月的话费达到了500块钱，那么对我来讲呢是无法承担的一笔费用。后来呢我想到啊，上个月呢我给我在美国的朋友不停的打电话问了一些情况，所以呢这个月的账单我发现是500块钱。我拿到账单发现数字之后，那种感觉呢可以用我们今天讲到的 idiom rude awakening 表示说恍然大悟或突然的警醒 rude awakening. You didn't realize until that particular moment.
Right, you're just talking, not thinking too much about the cost, but then when you see the bill, boom, it hits you. Wow.
Mm-hmm.那么后来 Sam 跟我说呢，你为什么不用一些免费的聊天的一些软件，比如说像这个 Skype, 或者说我们国内的 WeChat 或 QQ, 它呢非常的便宜呢，基本上是免费的。我听完之后非常高兴说 ,Sam 能不能帮我把这些软件呢放到我的电脑上。Sam 说 ,No problem, 所以以后呢我再不用付那种高昂的国际电话费。
Yeah, and you know what, they have video, so you can even see the person.
Right, that's even better than talking on the phone.
Yeah,
well,Could you give us some other scenario we can use rude awakening?
Okay, let's talk about like a little student.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the student doesn't take homework or preparing for tests or studying too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks it's not that necessary. So he goes about, and he goes through maybe the semester, and at the end, when he gets the report card, shows all the grades,
wow.
D, D, F, D, whoa, he gets a rude awakening. He realizes, wow, maybe there's really something to studying and preparing, doing homework.
So actually, it's a straight D.
D, yo, I added an F or two in there as well.
Right. 那么另外一个场景呢，是指在学校的学习当中呢，有的时候有些学生这一学期非常的松散，非常的懒惰，一直不停的玩啊，然后呢不学习，等到期末的时候，那么看到成绩单呢都是这个 D， 那么 D 呢在美国的这个学分等级当中呢只是说及格，偶尔呢还出现了一个 F， 那么 F 呢是不及格。看到这个成绩单之后呢，你突然醒悟过来，说哎呦，上学期我把所有的时间都给荒废掉了，下一学期我一定好好学习，把自己的成绩呢赶上去。那么这种情况下，你当时的感受呢可以用到我们今天讲到的 Eating RudeAwakening. Alright, so that's it for today's idiom. And now let's go to part two. Hit the book.
Okay, so what were we talking about yesterday?
Well, I want to tell a story before we start today's story.
Oh, story time?
Yeah. And now there's a butchery, and some of the cattle will be butchered. And the cattle line up waiting to be butchered. And you see the waiting butchers in tears when they realize...You know, the cattle in front of them has been killed.
The cows?
Yeah. Yeah, so you can see animals, not only human beings, have emotion, right?
Really? Wow.
So we should take care of them.
Huh, okay.
那么在今天故事之前呢，我跟 Sam 刚才讲了一个故事，说在一个屠宰场呢，一群牛准备呢即将被屠杀，在等待的这个牛群当中，人们发现部分牛的眼睛当中呢含着泪水，原因非常的简单，因为他看到前面的牛被杀掉了。所以通过这个故事我们知道呢，不仅仅人有感情，动物同样有感情。所以呢，我们人类既然不能够改掉吃肉的这么一个习惯或生活方式，我们就应该对我们的身边的动物啊要尽量的体现出足够的爱心。那么今天的故事我们讲到一些餐馆或者一些大的餐厅，他们对他们所饲养的动物的生活条件进行了很大的改善。在今天故事当中，我们将谈论美国的一家相当还是有名的一个快餐店，叫 Taco Bell。 It's not as well known as McDonald's KFC, but still popular in the US.
In the US, yeah, everybody knows Taco Bell, no matter where you go. It's not that popular, obviously, in other countriesBut in the U.S., yeah, it's pretty good.
And it is a Mexican-themed restaurant.
Yeah, or we could say Mexican-style.
Styled. 那么这种快餐店呢，是一个墨西哥风味的或者口味的一个快餐店。在国外呢，或在美国特别受欢迎。看看今天的故事当中，这个餐馆或这个餐厅究竟发生了什么样的一个故事。And before we go to the story, now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Our first word we have for our hit the books is cage free. Cage free. Cage is C-A-G-E dash free. F-R-E-E. Cage free.
Cage free. 翻译成中文是散养。
Next we have in the wake of. In the wake of. Wake is W-A-K-E.In the wake of.
In the wake of 是第二个词组，它翻译成中文是随着什么什么事情而来。这里面这个 wake 和我们原来用的那个 wake up 醒来没有任何的关系，它表示说一个事情所发生的一个轨迹。
Next we have the word viable. Viable. V-I-A-B-L-E. Viable.
Viable 翻译成中文是可行的， possible or probable.
Yeah, right.Next, we have the word enormous. Enormous. E-N-O-R-M-O-U-S. Enormous.
Enormous 是接下来的单词，翻译成中文是大量的 large quantity.
Yeah, I think like huge, enormous, those words are really, really big. You can use huge or enormous. Next, we have the word timeline. Timeline. T-I-M-E.L-I-N-E, timeline.
Timeline, 翻译成中文是一个时间的安排。You can say a plan or a schedule.
Yeah, according to the timeline, something. So, but usually it's like a little chart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, in history class, there's a lot of timelines. Because they show you, like, for example, a nation's history. This year, they defeated or, you know, did some battle. And then this year, so you can go along the little timeline and see the history of a country or maybe even, like, a geology or something like that.
So similar to a chronicle.
Well, a chronicle is probably not used in, like, a chart area. So I guess that's the difference,
right?
Yeah, timeline is more of a chart. Helps you to visualize what happened at the appropriate time.
Mm-hmm. 那么刚才呢，我们下面一个区别，这个 timeline 和我们学过的另外一个词 chronicle 这个年鉴有什么区别？而年鉴的 chronicle 它是指在某年发生了什么什么事情，但是这个 timeline 呢，它同样呢也是指某年发生了什么事情，但是呢，它往往呢是在一个图表里面展现出来，让我们感觉更加的清晰，更加的明确。
Right. Sometimes it can be hard to put or organize all the dates together in your head.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at the timeline really helps. Next, we have the word impactful. Impactful. I-M-P-A-C-T-F-U-L. Impactful.
Impactful 翻译成中文是有影响力的，因为这个单词 impact 翻译成中文是影响作用。
Next, we have the word boon.Boon, B-O-O-N, boon.
接下来的单词 boon, B-O-O-N 是一个很好玩的单词，它的拼写是 B 两个 O 加一个 N。这个单词呢不是非常常见，在今天的故事当中表示说福利 a welfare or benefits.
Next we have the word implement, implement, I-M-P-L-E-M-E-N-T, implement.
Implement 是下一个单词，翻译成中文的是实施。注意啊，它是一个动词 ，implement 后面可以加一个 the policy, a rule or something.
哎呀 ，Lastly, we have the word underscore. Underscore, U-N-D-E-R-S-C-O-R-E. Underscore.
最后一个单词 underscore 翻译成中文是强调。That means emphasize.
Yeah, so that's why you hear like underscores. Something underscores the importance or emphasizes the importance.
A point or issue.
Yes, right.
Well, now let's see what happens in Taco Bell.
Okay. Taco Bell is finally willing to do what all other fast food companies are doing. That's the title. On Monday...Taco Bell became the latest fast food company to announce its plan to use only cage-free eggs. The commitment comes in the wake of similar announcements made by virtually all of its competitors, suggesting that ignoring efforts to ensure animal welfare is increasingly not a viable strategy in the industry. This is enormous news, said Leah Garces, who is the U.S. Director of Compassion in World Farming.An animal rights group, especially given a timeline which will be the fastest yet. The promise, which the chain will carry out by the end of 2016, is certainly impressive in this respect. No other company, after all, has committed to do the same in fewer than 5 years. What's more, several, including McDonald's, have talked about the switch as a 10-year goal.It also stands to be impactful. Taco Bell, which has more than 6,000 restaurants throughout the United States, sells close to 150 million eggs each year, which could be a boon for the cage-free egg industry. The shift will improve the lives of more than 500,000 hens, according to estimates by the Humane Society of the United States.Implementing this change at record pace underscores that we are always listening and responding to our customers while doing what is right for our business. Brian Nicole, Chief Executive of Taco Bell Corp., said in a statement.
首先我们看看 Taco Bell 这家餐厅的一个重大的 announcement, 它的一个宣布一个重大的消息。它准备在未来使用叫 cage-free eggs, 这单词我们讲到的 cage-free,散养的鸡蛋。
Yeah, and you know, it is kind of sad when you look at the living conditions of most chickens that aren't cage-free. They're just put in this little tiny cage. They can't even stand up. The cage is so small. So it's really just unfair for these poor little animals.
Right. 那么大家看一些新闻媒体报道的时候呢，看到有一些养鸡的地方呢，这个鸡的生活条件非常的差，它的卫生条件也非常的不好，整个这个鸡笼呢味道极差。那么很多动物保护主义者呢，他们看到之后非常的气愤，拍到了照片上传到了网上，要求这些厂家或者是饲养厂呢要改善这些动物的生活环境。那么在今天的故事当中，那个 Taco Bell 呢，他准备呢用这些散养的鸡蛋，它的内涵的意义非常的明显，就是说呢，他所用的这些鸡，它的生活条件是非常好的，所以大家呢可以安心的吃这些鸡蛋。
You know, this comes in the wake of all of the other fast food chains. They're making the similar commitments. They're saying, okay, well, we're going to change from cage to cage-free chickens. So here they're making these wakes, and then here comes Taco Bell in the same wake saying, okay, well, we're going to do the same thing.
不仅仅 Taco Bell 一家做出了承诺，其他的快餐店呢也做出了相似的一个 announcement or a promise.
Yeah, I think if all the restaurants or fast food restaurants in the industry are doing this, it really shows that animal welfare is important to people, or it's increasingly important.
那么通过这些举动或者通过他们这些 announcement, 我们有一点我们看得非常的清楚，越来越多的商家意识到了动物保护的这个重要性，或者是说呢动物权利的重要性。
Animal welfare is important because if the business ignored animal welfare, your business won't be sustainable. Now, people, when they see the living conditions, and of course because of the media, you can't really hide it, but when people see those living conditions on the news, they're really turned off by this. They're disgusted, and they don't want to eat food that the meat
is in rotten condition.
Yeah, right. Whether it's beef or pork, chicken, when they see those dirty conditions, they're disgusted.
So, as a consumer, we should have the awareness in the industry whose animals is abused, and their business will should be or will be boycotted.
Yeah, exactly. Don't buy their products.
Right. 动物的权利不能得到很好的保护，那么他们的整个的生意或者说这些商店或这些餐馆的生意呢，就不能够有一个很好的持续发展。
Actually, I know, like animal welfare, it makes me think of other commercials. Like, for example, in California, they always said, good cheese comes from happy cows or milk. And so you got to keep the animals happy. Don't put them in these little cages.
Right.
If they're big animals, so you got to let them roam around. If they're happy and comfortable, well, the food's going to taste better from these animals.
那么科学发现呢也证明了，如果说这个动物比较高兴的话呢，它下的蛋的味道呢也会更好。同时呢还要这个用一下刚才讲到了这个牛的故事。如果说这后面的牛看到前面的牛被屠杀之后呢，它的心里会经历一个非常痛苦的一个折磨，然后呢它的肉质会发生一定的变化，它的肉呢会更加的粗糙，同时呢也会影响我们的口感。所以呢我们应该尽量的善待我们身边的这些动物。
Well, the reason why this is such big news, or as one animal rights activist said, is enormous news, it's because of the timeline. When you look at it, this is one of the fastest changes yet that is going to happen.
听到这个新闻之后，动物保护主义者他们的评价是 this is enormous news, 这是一个重大的新闻或者是一个大新闻，原因非常简单，因为呢，它是最快实施这项政策的一家餐厅。
Yeah, when you look at other companies' timelines, they say, well, we want to change from cage chickens to cage free in maybe 5 years. Some have even said 10. But Taco Bell says that they want to have the whole change by the end of 2016. So that is a very rapid, very fast change.
刚才我们讲到了很多的餐厅呢也做出了相应的承诺，但是呢 Taco Bell 是最快能够实施这项政策的一家餐馆，所以说它的一个 timeline 是最快的。
And you think about this, what kind of impact is this going to have? Well, no doubt it's going to have a big impact, because Taco Bell has more than 6,000 restaurants throughout the United States, so that means they sell close to 150 million eggs each year.
它的这个举动呢，这个影响力是非常大的 ，very impactful. 因为 Taco Bell 在美国有6000家餐馆，它每年所销售的鸡蛋达到了1亿5000个。
Well, it's a huge quantity. That's a lot of eggs.
那么对于那个 cage free egg industry， 对于那些散养鸡的那些企业来讲，这是一个很好的消息，因为呢，这是他们的生意在以后几年会有一个大幅度的提升。
So it's good for the industry, and of course, it's good for those cute little hens,、mm-hmm. the mama chickens that are making all those eggs.
那么对于散养鸡的这个企业来讲是一个好消息，同时呢，对全美这50万只母鸡来讲也是一个好消息，因为呢，他们的生活条件将得到进一步的改善。So we say the hen means 母鸡。
Yes.
So what do we say 公鸡？
We say rooster.
Right, rooster.
Yeah, he is famous for going like, cock-a-doodle-doo. They make that noise when the sun comes up.
Mm-hmm. 所以大家一定要弄清楚，这个公鸡呢是 rooster， 母鸡呢是 hen。有的时候大家说，比如中国有一个电影节，那个金鸡奖，大家用一个 hen award。
Oh.
It's a film festival. There's an award presenting to the、well-known actor, actresses. And they say the hen award.They better say rooster award, right?
Yeah, I guess if they want to convey the idea that it's a man chicken, right?
Right.
Male chicken.
所以他弄错了这个金鸡奖用的单词是 rooster, 而不能用这个 hen.
Yeah, and remember, a baby chicken is called a chick.
那么说这个小鸡呢叫 chick.
And also you can call girls chicks.
It's a funny way.
It's a funny way, but it's not offensive at all. Like, you even hear some girls call their girlfriends, like, oh, hey, chick, what's up?So it's、not offensive at all. You can use it.
So you're 100% sure the girl won't be offended when you hear chick.
Yeah, pretty confident. Yeah,
all right.
It'll be okay.
那么大家有的时候呢叫那个小女孩呢叫做 little chick or chick.
Yeah, hey chick, what's up?、
Mm-hmm.
So implementing this change at this record speed is really amazing. But it shows that the company listens to the people's concerns. And this is all voiced by their chief executive,Brian Nickel. He's saying, hey, look, guys, we really listen to our customers. We care about you. That's why we're doing it.
动物保护机构呢听到这个消息之后呢非常的高兴，因为呢认为这家企业在如此短的时间内能够有效的实施他们的 promise， 他们这一个 policy， 对于他们来讲，对于企业来讲，证明他们能够倾听消费者的声音。
But also it's of course good for their business、
mm-hmm.
And so if they're smart business people, they're going to do what the people want, becauseobviously, the people are the ones who buy the product,、
mm-hmm.
so not changing it could really have a huge negative impact on their business.
Well, I think it's a very positive sign for the restaurant to use cage-free eggs, and so we may have a more、healthy food, and the animals may enjoy better welfare.
Yeah, happier chickens are probably going to give us better-tasting eggs.
You're right. Well, time is up for today, and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材，我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。So we go on soaring to the right.
外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
一二三，起吧！
不用磨皮美白，不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染，千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer, and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true?Better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody's just loving you. Baby, now you do. Singing in the old bar, swinging with the oldStars looking for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild dogs, video game.
You alright?
He holds me in a big one, thinking I am seeing stars. This is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes. This is my idea of fun, playing video gameIt's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place.